It's a first Friday in Phoenix, and that means the downtown galleries will be open late and showing new pieces from contemporary artists. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins talked with Caitlin Metekel, a PhD student studying criminology at ASU, about a show she created featuring artists from the state prison in Florence through her work with the Center for Correctional Solutions.
We got this grant, about $1,500, and we decided to buy supplies that were obviously security appropriate and things like that. And we took them in, and some every unit functions really differently. So some units actually have full-blown hobby shops. They have art classes every week anyway. And some people just kind of did it on their own. They worked with an officer or one of their programs officers, and they just would rent out the supplies for them to do the different artwork. So it kind of depended on the unit. But a lot of people just did it on their own.
Did you actually travel to the prisons?
I do, yes. I'm actually there every week for other programming and things anyway, so I was able to go in and meet with a lot of the artists, deliver the supplies, kind of tell them what we were doing, and we gave them free rein in terms of their creativity. There was no guidance on what they could do, or we just donated the supplies and told them about the show, and they were all really excited.
What do they tell you it feels like to be able to create art while they're incarcerated?
So all of the artists that we know are so grateful. And a lot of them, it's something they were passionate about before they got there. Some of them are finding these talents on the inside. So it's this awesome opportunity to, it almost feels like a disconnect from being in that environment. It's kind of a safe space. It's a disconnect from what the day-to-day in that environment looks like. And they're just grateful to be able to do something that they care about and learn new passions. And really, I think it's about sharing it with other people that matters so much to them. It's not confined in there anymore.
And so then completing the circle, you take that artwork and then you're going to have it for sale at this event. And then what happens with those proceeds?
So we'll have this event. We hope to sell. We sold out the first time, so we're really looking forward to selling as much as possible. And we're going to take all of the proceeds and they're going directly to Free Art, a charity that provides art for abused and traumatized children of Arizona, different programs. So we're donating 100% of the proceeds right back to them.
What has been everyone's reaction when they see the art at the shows? Are they surprised by the quality? I think maybe, you know, people might have a mixed perception of what art made by incarcerated people might look like.
Yeah. We actually have been really, really excited about the positive feedback we get. Number one, absolutely, people are shocked and so excited about how great it is. You know, it's even just knowing like what it's the quality of the supplies they have in there, what are they working with. But we actually have gotten really positive feedback. No one really cares that where it's coming from. They're excited about the opportunity to purchase this amazing artwork and that it's going to something positive and in a donation form.
Do you have a favorite piece over the years that you've seen?
Oh, I have purchased a couple of pieces. It's interesting. My art taste is really wide.
Yeah.
So like in one show, I did this like very I bought a very tattoo looking piece, and then I also bought this like flower pot Van Gogh looking piece all at the same time.
What do you hope ultimately comes out of this project?
A couple of things. Number one, obviously, we want to donate as much possible and give back. But my goal, really personally, and of the center is, we want to show people that there's more than going on in that environment, and there's a lot of positive going on in that environment. And these artists and these men are working so hard to give back, and that programming works. You know, we can use this rehabilitative opportunity and allow them to do something positive with their time and find talents and find hope. And so we're just really excited that we get to showcase this really cool, really positive stuff going on the inside to all these people out there that may not know about it. And so we want people to think about programming and know about the different things that are going on in there that are good for everybody.
That was ASU doctoral student Caitlin Metekel talking with KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Incarcerated, Creativity Within Confinement will be held from 6 to 10 p.m. tonight at the A.E. England Building at ASU's downtown Phoenix campus.